Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Tons of people steal people's footage and then make their own videos. Okay.
We were talking about this yesterday.
Yes.
So, I had no idea.
So many. And so frustrating. And I had read a comment kind of talking about how, I mean, there's a few creators, stealers,
thieves
that have like a big following, and they just like steal footage and create these videos of me using the footage from my YouTube channel. And I never really tried to care too much about it for a couple of reasons. One, I mean, just the idea of trying to keep that from happening sounds exhausting.
Like police it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a battle you'll never win.
Right.
And then I thought, you know, it's like free publicity or whatever. Okay, well, then I saw a comment that said, you know, because that's happening, it's, how'd you explain it, Colby? Basically, if you like, it like lowers my recommendation. So it's not helping the channel.
Because it's taking away from it.
Yes.
That's fucked up.
So I was really irritated by it. So on YouTube Studio, it's like a, just like a page, like in your profile. Mm-hmm. You can go in and there's like a thing to click on to see all of the videos basically that have,
is it
it's
like,
it's basically copyright.
Is it like, I'm sorry, can I ask a question real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Is it like when you Google search something and the thing, it's like you get the top hits or something?
Colby, yes.
It's like that? Okay. Because I understand that.
So I see like all these videos that are copyright. So like you can go through them and report them or whatever. And when you do that, has all these boxes you have to check, like reading it, like YouTube letting you know, if you aren't the owner of the property and you're like reporting someone for copyright without actually being the being able to do so, it can result in your page being shut down or something like that. And I was like, no, this is definitely my footage. So I went through and I submitted it to have those things taken down to a bunch of them. There were pages of them.
Oh, wow.
Like I've never even really looked into it until someone kind of brought it to my attention that it's actually bad for our channel.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting emails.
Yeah.
From one of the pages. And it like, of
what
course
are they trying to say,
of course this like makes me want to try and figure out a way to like not dock their page. Just email after email. Not the best English, pretty broken English, right? Hello, hey Brookends, I'm big fan for you. Please don't block my YouTube. I think they meant support your. Support you. And I'm a big fan of yours. Please don't strike my YouTube channel video, please. And I have like multiple emails from this. It's Lemon Fitness.
But do they not understand? Maybe they don't understand that what it's doing to your page.
Yeah.
So maybe just respond to them and say, I think you need to understand that this is actually hurting my page.
I know. And I feel like if I respond, it just opens up.
Well, then you can choose not to respond.
And that's what's so hard. I was just going pee and I was opened my email and I have all these more emails from the same person. Please don't disable my YouTube. And the thing is if I read this correctly, they have a chance to just take the video down. It doesn't, if they get, like, they're not immediately going to get a strike. It's, they'll get a notification that's like, this isn't your content and you have to take it down. Or you would get a strike. I don't really know what the strike is, but it seems like it's pretty shitty.
Okay, but let me just play devil's advocate over here. Uh-huh. I don't even know if that's actually the right word.
We'll go with it though.
Okay. Thank you. Are these people, I mean, if you think about somebody who's putting stuff up on a YouTube channel, is there idea behind it that they just like you so much that they want to show the world when you have your own YouTube channel? You know what I mean?
I think so.
Like, so it's honestly, like, so it's some like, of them. I'm a huge fan, but I'm also hoping to get views because eventually YouTube pays you for those views.
I mean,
so you're kind of,
I think they're creating content.
Yeah.
There's lots of pages, lots of people, but like, let's just say, to, you know, a majority of the ones that I've personally seen.
Yeah.
They're creating content that almost seems like it's positive content. It's like motivational content, but they're doing it around people that they maybe are inspired by or people that they like. And that's a wonderful thing. And I never really cared that much until I now realize that all of that living out there is not helping my channel.
Right, it's hurting it.
And it's not like we just do the channel for free.
Right.
Like, I've got a mortgage to pay.
Right.
You know, employees to pay. And it's so, I never really cared too much because I thought, you know, it's like good stuff. It's nice. It's supportive. And then I find out, like, no, this is actually, like, you need to look into it because, you know, this person's page is actually popping up, like, before yours. Or whatever. And then I get this email that, like, pulls on my heartstrings. And I'm like, oh no, I don't know how I'd go back and be like, well, everyone else, but like, you can let the Lemon Fitness page go.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Anyways, that's what just happened.
I think you just email them and you say, look, I really appreciate it, but it's just, it's taking away from me.
Yeah.
So if you're a big fan, please stop doing that. Mm-hmm. And if they say, no, I want to, then maybe they're just trying to monopolize off of it.
Yeah.
Because if I was doing something inadvertently, say I'm like reposting something, I can't think of something that's the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm doing that. And then I realize that by me doing that is taking away from the person that I really admire and want to help and, you know, all that. Mm-hmm. I would want to take it down.
Yeah.
If that was my true intention,
mm-hmm.
But if it wasn't, and I just wanted to make money off of you, I mean, I don't know if they're making tons of money, but regardless,
yeah,
or notoriety or whatever they want, because YouTube's kind of like freaking everything else. You just want likes and comments and all that bullshit.
Yeah. Just views.
Views. That's what it is.
We want views.
I'm 50.
Hi, I'm 50.
I'm 50. Hi. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm 50.
Speaking of being 50, try being 50 and having horrible tattoos.
Not for long. Well, for a while. Because you've got quite a few more sessions before you get rid of those.
I recently had some, I have a lot of, not a lot. I have 4 bad tattoos.
You want to explain them to everybody?
Yeah. I mean, I think I've talked to them about them before. I basically told Brooke, I said, I should just maybe get another tattoo that says, got these in the 90s.
Yeah.
Because blame it on the 90s. That's what it was. I screwed up my own joke. But, that just went right down the toilet. We should just do like a toilet flushing sound. We can hit it every time I don't land
one. Do that
one.
Sound again. That's so good.
Thanks. No, it's more like a Mm-hmm. It's like you have to have your tongue kind of between your lips.
Oh.
That was a deep one.
I can't
girthy.
Do it.
Girthy. Oh, wait. Now I can't do it.
Do it.
No, no. You just took my fart sound away.
You just sucked your power away?
You just sucked my power away.
Do it again.
No, I can't do it. I can't do it. Okay, never mind. We're going to stop doing this. Everyone's like, Jesus, shut up. Yeah, so I have the standard 90s anklet that my ex, when he, it was our 1 year anniversary and he got my name tattooed across his stomach in like old English letters. I felt compelled, strong-armed actually.
Pushed
into also getting his name on me.
Guilted.
I would also like to mention that he had gotten two of his other girlfriends before me on him and had to have them covered up. So you'd think he'd learned his lesson, but he still did it.
I think we've talked about it, but tell him anyways what he said he would do if you guys ever got divorced.
Oh, it said Gina, like across, it's like right above his belly button, like big, like from one side to the other.
Gina.
And the best part is because I spell my name weird. My mom did that to me. Gianna rather than Gina. Mm-hmm. People that didn't know us very well would look and think it was somebody else's name on his stomach. They'd be like, oh, is that, does that make you uncomfortable?
And you're like, yeah, actually.
Yeah. It's really funny. He actually went out with another girl that right after me, after our divorce, that her name was Leanna. So I thought, well, you could just, you know, change it. Make the J
an
go
L.
the other direction, like an L.
With like a flower by it or something.
Yeah. But no, he always said that if we ever got divorced or split up, that he would just write sucks underneath it.
And we laughed about that for a couple of years before you guys actually split
up. I know, we did.
And then he,
oh, that's so funny.
And he didn't do it. So
no.
He's a liar.
Yeah, he's a liar. No, but what's funny too is that I remember when we were splitting up, he even brought it up. He said something like, you know, I'm still going to keep my tattoos. And I was like, I mean, you know, I'll keep mine too. Cause I have his name. So it's like an anklet, like tulips, cause they were my favorite flower. And then his name is like written onto it on the inside of my ankle. And I remember doing that because I was like, I don't want it to be on the outside.
Yeah.
And he was so mad at me because he goes, oh, just put it on the inside so you can't see it. So yeah. Yeah. And then that shithead went and got, like, I think the first thing he did is book tattoo removal appointments.
You're like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. I thought we said we're going to keep them.
We're going to keep them.
I thought we were going to keep them because, you know, it's a part of our life and that's what.
Man, that one, like what you went through your first at your appointment.
Uh-huh.
Like, that one for him to remove on his belly.
I know. I was
painful.
I went to the same girl and I was like, tell me, was it really bad? When he had to have it removed, she goes, I can't really talk about it. I'm not supposed to talk about other patients. And I was like, God damn it. It had to be bad.
Oh, it had to have been.
Had to be bad because, oh, so anyway, so I have the one on my ankle with his name in it. And then I had my wedding ring tattooed onto me because I never wore my wedding ring. I'm not a big jewelry person. And then I decided to get a tramp stamp that is long. It goes like hip to hip, tramp stamp. And I think the guy was fucking with me because I'm pretty sure one of the flowers looks like a dick. It's very phallic. Yeah, it's very phallic. And then this is probably the best choice that I made is that I got my kids' names tattooed above the tramp stamp.
Then you got divorced.
Then I got divorced.
Every time.
And hey, let me tell you, doing doggy with somebody new,
it's like, this is Jordan and Ruby.
Oh, those are my kids. Just think about that.
Do you want me to pull out? Yes, please. Just like into the back of your head because he doesn't want to like just disrespect
spray
your kids.
Spray my kids. Just.
Oh, that one got Colby.
I know. Hey, you're welcome, Colbs. So yeah, and I have another one. Well, I have the one that Brooke and I got that says sure. And then I have a sister's tattoo on my upper back that has turned into like a blob because I got it 20 something, you know, probably more than that now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't do math. Anyway, I got them all in my early 20s. And that has all of our initials. So JKMA. And then I have no idea why. It was the 90s.
It was the 90s.
We put the Japanese symbol for sisters in the middle. We're not Japanese.
Saddam. Wait, no. Tell what it means, though.
Oh, yeah. So my sisters were at a, I don't know if I've told this story before. My sisters were at a, they were in like a punk rock band. Hear Kitty Kitty, if you guys ever want to look it up.
You guys hear Kitty Kitty.
Hear Kitty Kitty.
The best band name.
Hear Kitty Kitty. And so they were at this, it was like a big bowling convention for punk rock bands. I don't know. Wow. It was super random in Vegas. And there was a punk rock band from Japan. And my sister was bowling and he saw her tattoo and he said, oh, so you're the younger sister. And she goes, yeah. And she goes, how did you know that? And he goes, well, that's what your tattoo means. So it actually was younger sister, not sister. So
all of you are the younger sister.
It worked for all of us, but
But Erica.
The youngest. So anyway, I was going to get that one removed also. I got the go ahead from one sister. She said, yeah, that's fine. Mine's a blob too. The other one, one of them got really upset and I didn't talk to the other one about it. Anyway, didn't decide to do that one because went in for my first tattoo removal and I'd done a couple on my ring finger, but it's such a small spot, so it would hurt, but it wasn't that bad. I went in. It fucking hurt so bad. It is the worst thing. So think about it, people. If you're going to get a tattoo, really, because I remember thinking when I was younger, people said, oh, you know, you probably don't want to have that your whole life. Like when you're an old lady. And I thought, well, I'm not going to care. I do care. And they're terrible. So anyway, getting it removed. So I go in, it's awful. So painful. And forgot to ask, how many do you think I'll need? And she said, oh, probably at least 7 or 8. 7 or 8. I have to do it 7 or 8 more times. And now it's just light enough to where it looks even shittier. So I can't keep them. So I was already committed. And it was like $400.
Dude, I'm trying to see.
So I'm thinking $400 times 8 times. Jesus. And I have to wait 6 to 8 weeks between every single one. So I don't know. They'll probably be gone in a year. It's ridiculous. Are you trying to find my text?
Yes.
Fuck. It was brutal. It is, and it's not like getting a tattoo at all. It is. It's like, it's kind of like, I think I tried to explain it to you.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Oh. It's kind of like being hit with needles and a blowtorch at the same time. It's miserable. And it's also been itching for ever since.
Dude.
And it bubbled in places. So, yeah, I have that to look forward to. What? Did you find it?
Saturday.
No, it wasn't on a Saturday. It was a Wednesday.
Okay. It's got to maybe be these.
I'm watching you flip through your phone and just all the weird, ugly pictures we've sent each other and videos.
There's so many.
Can't find it.
I think it's right here.
I think
here.
It's a voice note.
It is.
Oh.
Tattoo removal appointment. It hurts so fucking bad. I can't even tell you. It's so painful. I did my tramp stamp and my ankle, and then she did my ring finger again. I was dying. My body was, like, convulsing. It's so bad. And then I find out I probably have to do 6 more of them. So far.
I asked you what it felt like, and this is how you replied.
It would be like being snapped by a rubber band that also has, like, a mini blowtorch on the end. Every time it touches you. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's, we're than any laser I've ever had. It's like it burns pretty gnarly.
I remember.
I said in there I had to get 6 more. I guess I lied.
I remember I was.
I think it's 7 or 8.
I was with Devin when I was playing that.
Uh huh.
And all she caught was a rubber band with a blowtorch attached to it. And she thought that you were asking me to find something like that.
She's like, what the fuck is she going to use that for? What does she need that
at
for?
At home laser.
Is she
at home tattoo removal?
I watched a TikTok about how to self laser.
And that's how they said to do it.
I saw it on Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my, my advice to you would be just, don't get a stupid tattoo. Maybe don't get tattoos when you're in your 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
No. Tram stamps are probably going to come back though, because I mean, everything else is coming back.
It's probably going to come back right when I finally get like, it gone.
Wearing like
that's so hot.
Wearing their thongs like pulled up really high.
Yeah.
Where they're
like above their pants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's back.
Yep.
Weird. I mean, I never did that trend, but I saw it.
My sister Erica
did. Skanks wore shit like that.
Oh, wow. Okay. I guess Erica's a skank.
That's how you knew.
She wasn't a skank.
It was like a dead giveaway.
She wasn't though. Would wear like the body suits.
Oh yeah. That's different.
They were body suits.
And I'm then talking about like the girls. Oh, yeah, yeah. They wore G-string.
Oh no, you're right. You're right.
Like she didn't do her underwear. Kind of like a crop top. And then they would wear their G-string and pull it up above their jean pants or
so
shorts.
Could see it.
It was like, that was the sign. You're like, okay, this is it's an assumption. It's a sign that's an assumption because maybe they just really liked that trend. But also you're like, easy. She's easy. She's easy. Mm-hmm.
When did what's funny is that I grew up with butt floss underwear.
Yeah.
Being called a G-string.
Yeah. Isn't it still called that?
Yeah, but they also call it a thong.
Okay.
But I grew up calling thongs, flip-flops were thongs.
Yeah, same.
So one time I was at home, I don't know why, I was on the roof doing something back when Nico and I were married, and he called me and he said, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm just tempting fate. I'm up on the roof in my thongs. And he thought I said in a thong. And he goes, what the fuck are you doing on the roof in a thong? I was like,
you know, in my thongs.
I can't remember what I was doing on the roof. No, and yeah.
Yeah, so. Flip-flops were for sure called thongs.
Yeah. Now they're underwear.
Yeah. Huh.
I mean, maybe it was G-string with that song. Thong, da thong, thong, thong.
Oh, probably.
Sounds like I'm saying dong, da dong, dong.
Dong, da dong, dong, dong. Dude. All right, let's answer some questions.
All right.
Some questions.
So, hold on, I gotta drink some water. I got cotton mouth. Okay. This is from Krista. Just says topic. She's just sending us some topics. First dates after first divorce and how awkward they are. I'm on hubby number 3 and he's the keeper. I'm also his number 3 and we are sticking it out because first dates, kiss, and sex are so stressful that at this age we'd have heart attacks. Well, first of all, I don't date.
I haven't been on many first date for new first dates.
No.
And every time, like, for instance, like, Devin's so good about, like, Devin's always, like, going on dates. Like, she tells me, she calls me the day, and she's like, hey, just to let you know, because she was letting me know where she was going in case I needed to get a hold of her, and I couldn't reach her. Oh, it was because she was going on a lunch date? The guy was picking her up in an airplane and flying them to Santa Barbara. And I was like, okay, Helen.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you are?
Are you with the owner?
But she's, you know, she goes on a lot of dates. Granted, she is also has been writing a book. She's got to finish it. We got to get this shit published because it's going to be so awesome.
She's got some great stories.
Should've Swiped Left.
That's so good.
She is probably pretty close to finishing it, but it is real life stories of dates that she has been on. And man, has she been dealt some bad cards. And she just deals with it so well. But like she'll go on dates. Like even you said, we were talking about, like, she's like, she'll just, I mean, I don't know if like she enjoys there a bunch of first dates, but like she knows how to do it. I wouldn't even know how to do it. She's good at
talking to people she doesn't know.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not good at that. I don't feel like I would be good at it. I would be so awkward.
Same.
Yeah, I would bomb big time. Yeah, so I can't really tell you because I don't go on a lot of dates. Mm-mm. I sound so sad. I mean, I've seen people, but they're usually people that I know.
Mm-hmm. Skip the date.
Skip the date. What'd you say earlier? I'm the slutty one.
You?
Yeah.
You are.
I'm going to start wearing my thong up above my pants.
You should, skank.
Just with my tramp stamp hanging out.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that's a
sleazeball.
Yeah, sleazeball. We're bringing that one back. Hey, scram, sleazeball.
Scram.
Yeah, so sorry, I don't have a lot for that one. But I can imagine that it would be really awkward, the kissing and the sex. The worst is like when you find a bad kisser. Ugh. Like you try to get in that rhythm, you try to change it. They're just not going with you.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know,
like the tongue darter.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like,
or like
at a certain age, like
closed
she
mouth
said she's
kissers.
On, yeah.
I had a guy one time put his whole mouth over the top of mine, like all the way over.
Oh.
Like I thought my chin was in there too.
May have been.
I was like, whoa, are you trying to kill me?
He just
starts plugging my nose at the same time.
And at a certain point, depending on what age you are or how many dates you've been on or how many times you've been married, you're probably just like, by the time you have that first kiss, unless there's a lot of positives with that person, if it's bad, it's like, you know what? I don't want to put in the time to figure it out with you.
I don't need to.
I don't want to. Because I wanted to. Okay. Put your keys up on the table. Because I wanted to. Okay, next one.
All right. Does man hair in the shower gross you out, even though your hair that might be stuck on the shower wall is as long as his arm? Okay. So that was the first one.
Absolutely. And my hair grosses me out. Hair grosses me out.
Yeah. Well, our hair especially grosses us out because we don't know whose it is.
No.
Could be anybody's.
But I feel like okay, here's some man hair that always grosses me out. And I don't know where the hair is from. That's one reason why it grosses me out. But man hair that falls off from somewhere and gets in the air, like Courtney talked about, we got to talk
that. Oh, yeah. Pubic
and
hair.
And it's on the toilet.
Yeah, pubic
like
hair.
Like it's in between the seat and the lid. And it's just sitting in there.
Or even
like,
just sitting on the toilet seat.
Yeah. You're like, that's the pubic hair.
Yeah. It's gross.
It is gross.
Yeah, I'm not into that either.
Just like in areas like that too, is like not where you'd want it to be. Like in your food, wouldn't want it there. Wouldn't want it in the, like on the toilet, not on the counter, in the bathroom. You know, hair in a shower. Sometimes it's like, I mean, you're not great, but like you get it. You're like, oh, well, you're in the shower, you're washing, you're shaving, whatever. Right. But hair that's not okay of a man is like when you, like I remember I was at a.
Where is man hair not supposed to be?
But
that's
listen,
what today's episode's about.
I remember, I just want to say it's like any bachelor pad just doesn't have a really clean hairless shower, right? Where the tub around like the ledge,
like it's stuck.
I'm gonna say that majority of them probably is covered in hair, and they're dirty, but there's that's probably 100% not true. But I remember one of the first times I even saw that was I was in college and I was at a buddy's house, like a friend, and I was using his bathroom to go pee. And I went in, and I was going pee, and I just looked over, and I was like, oh, my God. You bring girls here?
I know.
And I told him after, I was like, hey, you got to clean that, man.
Yeah.
Like, for you, but definitely for all the
chicks
that are coming over here.
Yeah. You don't want to see that.
Yeah.
You know what I can't stand? It just got me up totally off topic.
That's all right.
Sort of. Every time I go to the gym, not every time, but a lot of the times, you know, there's only a couple bathrooms.
Yep.
People, I get it. People have to poop.
Mm-hmm.
They go in there and even like at your house or anywhere. I always, like if I've gone number two, I'm going to flush the toilet and make sure
there's no poop.
There's no skid mark.
Yeah, I do that too, especially at anyone's house that's
especially,
not my own.
Like, especially in a public place, like you're at the gym. I can't tell you how many times I've gone into the bathroom after someone and I look down and there's a skid stuck there and sometimes it's half out of the water. So, you know, it's like not going to go, it's not going to go down with the second flush.
And then you come out and you're like, that's not me. That wasn't me.
I end up scrubbing it. Like there's a scrubber right next to the toilet.
Yeah.
Why can't you check and just scrub your own skid mark? Because now I have to come out of the bathroom. And if I'm the one coming out, they think it's me. So guess what? I have to scrub your shit.
Yeah.
Because you're lazy and didn't double check.
And I just want to clarify this. When she says, because they're lazy. This is man or woman.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. No. I wasn't talking about a man.
No, yeah.
But
I'm clarifying because of this.
Some women's bathrooms are
women's
grosser
restrooms
than men's.
Are gross.
Yes.
And I think it was a, who's that comedian? Oh my gosh. Cannot remember his name. He was also an actor. I think there was a period of time where people were saying The Office stuff was stolen. White guy. Anyways, he's talking about like going into a public restroom and like wondering like why is everything always wet? And that's true, dude.
It's true.
And that's even at the gym bathroom sometimes. You go in and it's like the sink's all wet and the floor is kind of wet.
Wipe it down.
It's like, and every time I go in, I do that. I wash my hands. I dry my hands. And then before I throw my paper away, I wipe the sink.
Right. It's called courtesy.
We need more courtesy.
We need more courtesy out there. Bathroom courtesy.
Yeah. Scrub your own poop off. Wipe off the sink.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a public restroom.
Make sure you're not dropping pube hair.
Yeah.
On the toilet seat.
You know, I don't know. Just do a quick pube check on the toilet before you leave. If you're someone who cultivates lots of hair down there. All right. Next question. Your topic.
I'm not sure. Okay, the way this is worded is stuck on the shower wall as long as his arm, toothpaste squeeze, dishwasher loading, counter wiping, screwing kids on. I don't know what that means. I think there was a typo. Relationship double standards that we have as women. Huh. I cannot stand toothpaste left in the sink.
Mm-hmm. Or splattered on the mirror.
Sometimes I will leave that.
Well, the thing
not
is,
on
like,
purpose.
I don't like it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wipe my mirror.
Like, yeah, sometimes I've been like brushing my teeth and it'll get on the mirror, but I'm in such a hurry that I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
I'll get that later.
But I will be honest, like if I was in a relationship and the dude was in my bathroom and he did it and he didn't immediately wipe it, I'd be like, the fuck?
Come back.
Was that there before you started? No? Wipe it.
Wipe it. Just wipe it.
Be a good purse.
We love him.
So yeah, that's a double standard. And I know it.
Yeah.
But I still would do that.
Dishwasher loading. I'm a rinser before I put it in the dishwasher.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a specific way it has to be loaded. I mean, as long as like everything's facing down. Sometimes my kids would put cups in the dishwasher facing up.
That's weird.
It's stupid. Let's see. Counter wiping. You have to use the spray with a wet washcloth for me and then dry it. Have to dry it.
Yeah.
I don't know what screwing kids on means. That's a tough one. I'm going to leave that one alone.
Maybe it meant lids. I don't know.
Screwing lids on. Oh, that, yeah. Maybe it's lids. Screwing lids on.
I don't know.
Huh. That I've never had an issue with. Shaving disaster stories. I did my armpits with first husband's electric razor, then slapped on antiperspirant. Bad idea. Had to hold my arms out for 2 days. Made work hell. Sucks.
Shaving disaster stories.
Yeah.
Do you have any?
I don't really have any shaving. I mean, I've definitely taken layers off my shins and my ankles when I was like, especially first, or if you're like in a huge hurry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any shaving disaster stories.
You ever accidentally like nicked your butt crack area?
Oh, I for sure nicked my.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
It's not a disaster, but it's extremely uncomfortable.
Well, I didn't even realize that I had hair, that much hair on my butthole.
Mm-hmm. And who told you?
No one.
No one told you? Did you just start? For you to see it?
No, I was on my honeymoon and I remember, I can't remember what I was doing. I think I was in the bathtub or something and I was shaving my downstairs and I think I saw like a long hair. It was like a long, fine hair.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out where it was coming from.
It's coming from a butthole.
And I remember like pulling on it. I was like, oh, I have hair back there. And I guess I never really checked it out. And so I remember I shaved my butthole. Dude, that itched.
Yeah.
My butthole was itching the whole way home. Because mm-hmm. It's not like instant.
No.
It was itching on the plane ride on the way back.
It's growing back.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, no. It's not like anything, but that just makes me think of the card from Cards Against Humanity that is so funny, and I'm going to mess it up because I can't remember it verbatim, but it basically said like when you, it's like talking about like the best feeling ever, and uh-huh. It's like when your butthole itches and you fart to scratch it basically. You know what I'm talking about?
No. I don't.
Dude, I wish eventually we'll have someone who works with us for the podcast and they can just look it up really quick.
Right. speaking of shaving buttholes. That's a great segue. So my daughter Ruby had surgery on her arm. Anyway, she had stitches because they had to do a bone graft. And so for, I don't know, the entire week, she couldn't shower herself. We had to wrap it in a garbage bag, and I would put her in my shower with little handheld thing and sit her on a seat, and I'd wash her hair for her. And she goes, "Well, Mom," and she has her dad's hair, very thick Italian hair. So she goes, "Mom, can you shave my armpits? They're disgusting." And I said, "Okay." So I'm shaving her armpits, and this girl's shameless. She will just be buck naked, buck naked. I don't know. I feel like they both apply. What is it, Colby? Look it up. Yeah. I'm shaving her armpits. Poor thing. She has to hold her arm up the whole time, so like no water will run down into the cast. And then she wanted me to shave her bikini area.
Oh yeah.
And then, so I did that, and she's 20, by the way. And then she goes, "Mom, I need you to shave my butthole." I go, "Ruby, I'm the line is drawn here. I'm doing the sides of the your nether region, and that's it. And I'm not doing your butthole." She goes, "Fine, let me do it." She's got one arm up, the other arm behind her. She's in this weird squat, and she's just shaving her butthole. And I was like, "Okay, this is too much for me. I'm gonna leave you alone to do this."
I know, because we
thought it was so funny. And then she's like, "Lotion me." I have to lotion her. Oh,
Buck naked.
So I always said buck naked, but I know other people that said butt naked, and I was like, I mean, that makes sense because your butt's showing. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Interchangeable.
Yeah, interchangeable. Buck naked or butt naked.
Buck naked.
Both work. Sorry, I got to open my phone again. Okay. But yeah, that's not really.
Huh?
I don't know what I was saying. What? Not really. I was reading it. I was just reading Shaving Disaster Stories. I was like, not really.
Not really.
Just blurt things out.
I mean, I guess for me, my shaving disaster story is that I can never get all the hair shaved in my armpits. So I always have some hairs cultivating.
Yeah.
Always. Like I just can't.
They're just too deep.
And oh, this reminds me, actually, I have something I have to do. But I will tell you guys first. I got laser hair removal.
Uh-huh.
From a place in southern Utah. And I should tell you the name of it, but I won't pull it up right now. The thing about it is I have really light hair. So,
oh, it's hard for it to,
it's just not going to work on the lighter hair. Now I do get, like, I have more pigment on some of my lower leg. So we did my lower leg.
Mm-hmm.
And the hope for me is that it works. I still have to do like a few more sessions, but it works enough that it just comes in a little bit, you know, thinner, like mm-hmm. not as much hair. Cause I just get, my skin's really sensitive and I'll get razor burn really easily.
Right. It helps with the bumps.
And also why I did my underarms, my armpits, and, but not all the hair in there. It's like, it's not all one color. It's like a tri-colored. You've got white, like a real blonde, something a little darker, and then dark ones. I'm like, I'm just really hoping.
Well, at least it's getting the dark ones.
I'm really hoping that it works on me for the most part.
It'll work. My sister, you have to do it a few times.
My sister always laughs because she'll always be like, "Who, let me see your armpits." And I'm like, "Oh, fine." Lift it up and there they are. like four or five hairs that have just been hiding under there, like,
they're just,
we're still here.
When the razor comes down, they're just like, ha, dodging it.
Yes.
Then she says, "Been watching since the beginning. Good to know there are some solid weirdos still out there laughing at themselves." Well, that is very true. Thank you, Krista, for writing in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Those were fun.
All right, guys, I'm trying to think about anything that you would want, you know, maybe is going on in our lives right now. that you would appreciate hearing, or you actually really wouldn't give a shit, but if we were to tell you, you'd like find it funny or interesting.
Oh, well, I knocked Devin's tooth out.
Oh, yes.
That's fucking interesting. Oh, and you also, okay, wait, hold on. Sorry. You also were going to tell the pubic hair story with Courtney.
Oh, yes.
So we were, okay. So we just, this weekend, we went to Paso Robles.
Robles?
They have the, I think it's called Sensorio or something like that. It's called the Field of Lights. Amazing. So cool. Our friend Courtney bought us all tickets for Christmas, but it had been delayed because of COVID. And we got an Airbnb out there and went and did it with some friends. So much, it was like seven friends, I think. So much fun. But wait, there was this conversation that came about.
We were intoxicated.
Yes.
Full disclosure. We were, yes, we were. We had been drinking.
Yes.
So this is one of those things that our other friend Megan was there, girl number four. And she heard Courtney starting. I don't know. I do not know how.
Oh, it was about pube towel. We were talking about shaving.
Oh, so you do know it.
No, because Megan told me the story.
Okay. We had been talking about pube towels.
And which we've talked about on another episode.
Yes.
Shaving things into towels.
Yeah.
And then it went into things in the air?
Yeah. So I don't know if they got talking about pubes because we were also talking about pube towels and pubes.
No, I remember what it was. What? They were talking about how many spiders do you eat?
Yeah, okay, that's what it was.
How many flies have you people swallow in their lifetime?
And Courtney was talking about how many ball hairs, specifically ball hairs that we ingest just from them floating in the air. Okay? And they're having this conversation while next to them, me and Gina and Alan are discussing pube towels. A, we're talking about pube towels. Like, you know, all of us know what they are and how they were used. Alan was just, he couldn't understand the fact that any guy would shave into a towel, fold it up and save it for later until it was full. And he wanted to, you know, trying to figure out why you wouldn't just shave your balls into the toilet or whatever. And so we're talking about that. And then immediately Courtney stands up and she's basically like, case in point, right there. That's how she explained that what she was saying was accurate is because pube towels and guys take them outside and just shake them off. And then those pubes, ball hairs just go into the air. And then, and then we apparently ingest them.
Megan's talking about spiders, like real things that people eat. And Courtney's like,
but that was,
no, like ball hair?
That was real for Courtney.
Yeah, it was.
So.
Oh, but anyway, so yes, I knocked Devin. So we went down to Paso early because we had a hair appointment, Brooke and I did. And we spent Friday night with Devin, her partner.
Assistant. Assistant. She's my.
Yeah, I hate calling her assistant, but
I know. That's how she started out, but now she's like, together. She keeps me breathing.
Yes. Okay. And so speaking of Devin and dating, she's getting, it's like one in the morning.
Yeah.
She's getting a booty call for sure.
Yep.
But a booty FaceTime.
And we had been drinking.
Again.
You know what's so funny is like.
Every time we say anything, it's like, we've been drinking.
I know.
Okay.
When I'm in Utah, it's like, I'm never saying I've been drinking. When I'm in California, it's like, we were drinking.
I know, I'm the bad influence. So
he starts calling and I'm in the kitchen and she all of a sudden, she's like, oh, he's calling me. And I was like, answer it. And she goes, no, I can't when I'm like this. It was later in the night and she was really drunk. And I was like, yes, answer it. And so I run over there and she's like not wanting me to grab her phone. So I'm trying to grab her phone. And me and her are basically all tight, like tangled up on the couch. And I can't, she's like taking it away from me and I can't quite reach it. And so I sick Gina on her.
She goes,
I was like, Gina get her. And she jumps over and she starts trying to grab it too from a different angle. And basically, I think what happened is they're both like Devin's trying to pull it toward her. Gina's trying to pull it away from her. And it slipped out of Gina's hand and Devin pulled it. Or
I could have pushed it into her. I don't know.
I don't know how you would have pushed it, but it knocked her tooth. And when Devin was young, I'll let her tell the story at some point. So we're not sharing her stories. But when she was young, she got in an accident on her bike and it knocked out all of her front teeth. And so she has implants, her front teeth, and she's like, oh my, and her tooth was loose. So then the next morning her tooth comes out all the way. So if you guys are watching, if you guys watch our Instagram, I know we're not super great,
we're not great at it.
Being active on that, but we are trying, you know. We're only two people and now we have three pages between the two of us. She went to the dentist and they actually, like, we thought like, oh, they'll just put new adhesive on it. And
she had to polydent it to go to breakfast. Yeah, the next morning.
Using polydent to, you know, get around.
I felt horrible.
But they actually have to do surgery and basically redo that whole implant. So she's like, I'm going to have a retainer with a fake tooth on it for a year. She tells us the next morning, we saw her before we left town.
Yeah.
And she said that she had sent a photo of her to her mom and her mom was like, what in the world? And she just says, Brooke was in town.
Fuck. I feel so bad.
Dude, I swear that like everywhere we go, people aren't left with less teeth.
No.
That's not like a normal thing.
Oh, I just felt terrible. I still feel terrible. I'm going to feel terrible forever. I was like, I sent her the voice note. I was like, I don't know if I can be friends with you anymore because I can't handle the guilt. She goes, no.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
You'll get over it.
I was like, I'm just kidding. I would not be friends with Devin. I love her too much.
You'll get over it.
I'll live with the guilt for Devin.
Yeah. She was wanting to fix that tooth anyways. And the only way to go in and fix it, they'd have to put a whole new thing in there.
I know.
She's doing it.
Yeah.
And she's so beautiful. She'll probably still look great with a retainer.
She actually looked really cute without the tooth.
Yeah.
She's still more photogenic without the tooth than I am.
We were in the kitchen and she was like, hey, you guys, you want a sarsaparilla?
Just grins with no tooth. Fuck.
Dude, the so best funny. Sport.
Best sport.
Anyways, but that is what's up with us
right now. New.
Other than that, I am going to be able to move stuff out of my storage unit and into the new house at the end of the month. I won't be like unloading or unpacking any of that stuff for a while, but we will get it out of my storage unit. So I'm not paying for that anymore. So that's good. We haven't started this yet, but I'm going to put it out there anyways, just so you guys know. Me and Gina are going to start a Patreon for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we have got so many ideas of content to share with you.
Yep.
Basically, we are going to be willing to share all of those incriminating pictures and videos of ourselves.
It's probably a terrible idea
that we talk about all the time, but we don't really share them, but we're going to do it. And it's a great, I hadn't really heard too much about it and I had seen some people that have been using it and I think it's going to be a really wonderful thing for our podcast business-wise for her and myself in a way that we can do more for the podcast outside of, you know, the amount of time we're already trying to make sure we get together to record, but we'll be able to keep sort of entertaining people that follow us on there even when we're not in the same place at the same time. And it will help us. It'll help us financially for the podcast for business, which is just going to help us be able to keep it going and, you know,
keep doing it.
Traveling to either be together so we can do it or traveling to interview people. It'll be great.
Yeah.
It'll be great,
guys.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
So
anyway, I say anyway a lot. It's like my, way of like
anyway,
cutting things off.
Anyway, we're done. Bye. Anyway, bye.
I say it all the time.
Anyway.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.